Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is the whiskey version, and tonight Mike Spreckelson's here. Mike is he's the third of, I can't really call them guests, they're going to be co-hosts, and we're hoping that everyone likes it. We'll do two episodes a night, so we have six episodes going out with Steve Ollier, Greg Deergood, Greg Deerberg, and Mike Spreckelson. And Mike, what do you think about, we'd go back to the original plan maybe and try a few with just all four of us doing it and trying to keep the gab down a little bit?
Yeah, that's that sounds good.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, anyway, tonight Mike will be testing four whiskeys. We'll talk on each one that he grades. Again, for somebody new to the channel, you test first, your first taste, your first is the smell, the nose, and then you go to palate, which is a taste, and then you go to finish, which there's either a long finish or a short or a medium, and some people call that the burn. So in my experience, and I think a lot of people, after you have you coat your palate for the first sip, the second sip, the totally different taste. And for me, the third sip just kind of explodes in your mouth. And so anyway, Mike, why don't you start with number one? And so far we just, this episode here will be, Greg was on last night, and this episode will be on, this is the 17th, and this episode will be on the 2nd of March, I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you think about the nose?
I'm getting a little bit of a floral essence.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of smell maybe a little honey.
Okay.
It does have a pleasant nose.
Mm-hmm. On a 1 to 10, what would you say?
I'd probably say about a 7.
Okay.
And on the palate, it's a little bit spicy mm-hmm. at first. It has a spicy note, but it's pleasant.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has a nice long finish.
Yes, yeah. I agree. That's in fact, I tried to pick out something when I drank that. As far as I didn't really get a lot of caramel or vanilla or anything.
No.
It's just something totally different.
No, not much sweetness there.
No. So how would you grade the palate?
I would say probably an 8.
Okay.
An 8, yes.
And finish?
Finish probably an 8 also.
Okay.
Yeah, it has a long, lingering, pleasant finish.
Yeah. I've had that whiskey recently, and it's not an everyday drinker for me, but it's really good, I think. So okay, let's shoot for number two now, or do you cleanse your palate? Or by the way, I wanted to tell you, I haven't given up on Brian. I know Brian Weberding, I got to have him on the other.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. He's interested.
Yeah. Because we're talking about Weberding Carving Shop, and basically they have everything from wall carvings to figures and just you name it. And basically they ship all over the country, don't they?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We go all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a tremendous business, and I can't remember how long has Weberding been in business?
I think it's 80 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 80 years last summer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And, the Christmas display out in front is always the head of Batesville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty popular popular thing.
Yeah, so that's sure great. Okay, we're going for number two now. And by the way, while you're – go ahead and take your nose. I'll just talk more. I also noticed on next Wednesday Batesville Liquor Store is doing a margarita thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not big on margaritas, especially in the winter, but I might go there.
Yeah, that might be a good time.
Yeah.
I kind of get a little hint of cinnamon on the nose on that
one. Mm-hmm. And on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to give that a 6.
Okay.
Not getting as much as I did on number 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little, it's very pleasant on the palate.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one more sip here.
Yeah, I agree. It's,
I get a little bit of vanilla there. A little vanilla, a little spice, not a lot. I'm going to give that a 7.
7?
On the palate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the finish, it also has a long finish.
Yeah, and honestly, I was surprised on that one, too.
I'm going to give that an 8 on the finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pleasant.
I agree.
A little more burn on the finish than on number 1.
Yeah, yeah. But not to give it away, but they're two different animals. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're just not the same. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you find out the difference in the two.
Okay.
So, but anyway, I wish we could get some people to make some comments or to contact. The only contact I've had this week is a woman author from Texas contacted me and asked to be on the other podcast. And she wrote, it took her a number of years, her cousin's in jail, but she exposed modern-day cattle wrestling in Texas.
Oh, wow.
And I checked it out. She's on Facebook. She's given a number of speeches. She's in a lot of libraries. So I told her sometime in March I'll get back to her and we'll do a remote.
Yeah.
And be something interesting.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with whiskey, but on the other one, I don't have any whiskey on that one either. So
yeah.
So what we're on number three now. And okay. Yeah. What are you thinking nose wise on that one?
I'm getting a little bit of leather, maybe. I smell a little bit of leather there.
Leather, or maybe it's just a little smoke or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of reminds you of a smoky, old. It's like an old smell.
Yes.
Not unpleasant.
No, not at all. different.
I think I get a little bit of a. I get some floral notes there too.
Yeah.
It's definitely different.
Yeah. I kind of like the nose on all three of those that you're on so far. I mean, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them's different. So on the nose, you would give it what kind of
probably
a mark?
Probably give it an 8.
Okay.
Yeah. It grows on you.
Yes.
It really does.
Okay. Now we're into the palate.
I get a little bit of like an ethanol.
There's something. It's different. It's not. It's.
A little ethanol. What else? There's something there.
Yeah. The third sip should bring something out for you.
Kind of getting maybe a little bit of a like a green fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of green fruit.
Yeah. The one, that one is...
It's nice.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. What makes it nice... I'll tell you after you grade it what makes... Well, after you finish with four.
I kind of get... I can taste a little smokiness.
Yeah. Makes you want to keep going back, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It has a very unique flavor.
Yep.
Very unique. On the palate, I'm going to rate that at probably an 8.
Yep.
Yes, I think so. It has a very dry finish.
Yeah.
I'm going to rate the finish probably at about a 9.
Okay. Well, Steve put me onto that one, and when you do number four, I'll go back into that. And
okay.
Each one of them is, and I'm not trying to confuse you tonight, but the three of them, I thought were all really excellent, And I thought that they were different enough that you'd really, you can't compare each one because they're all different.
They're all definitely very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. In their own right. Very different.
Yeah. And the fourth one coming up for everyone who's listened to the first two, we graded with Steve and Greg. We graded them off air and wanted to see just how the three of them thought number four was, if they all agreed on it, because everybody's palate's different. And it's very, very difficult to come up with, it's like one guy might say it's a 8 and the other guy might say it's a 4. You just don't know. And some days your palate is not the same as other days.
I've noticed that in my experience.
Yeah.
You know, what tastes really good to you one day, you know, a week later, you try it and you're like, that's not quite as good as I remembered it. Yeah. But then,
well, age, for me, age plays a big part in it.
Yeah.
I mean, my palate is changing constantly.
Yeah. I'm getting some, like, a dark, ripe cherry off of that. It smells sweeter than any of the other three.
Yes.
I'm going to give that probably a 9 on the nose.
Okay.
I really like the nose on that, definitely. It's a little dry.
Yeah.
It's a little drier than the others. Once again, I think I'm tasting like a ripe fruit.
You getting any pepper out of it?
Yeah, it's a little peppery. Oh, yeah. After the third sip.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely, definitely peppery. I'm probably going to give that an 8 on the palate. Finish-wise... going to give that a 6.
6.
Okay. Yeah, it has a very short finish. It doesn't linger.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. It has a very short finish.
Yeah.
It's just gone.
Well, you'll find out in a hurry why.
Okay.
Let's go with number 1. Number 1 is Hibiki Suntory Whiskey. Japanese. 86 proof.
Okay.
And I mean, that's the only Japanese whiskey I've had, but I'll tell you, it's not my go-to, but once in a while, it is just really, really good.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get other Japanese. I'm just trying to convince my wife that I'm really, my sanity is not over the hill. Okay. The second one is Elmer T. Lee. 90 proof. Another product from Buffalo Trace, or well, Sazerac owns Buffalo Trace now, but you know, I've always liked Elmer T. Lee. It took me a long time to get it, but to me, it's always going to be a $40 bottle of whiskey. I don't care what people pay on the secondary market. Mm-hmm. It's good, but it wouldn't be in my top 30. So
yeah,
it's just I think it's really good, and once in a while it's a nice drink, but I think the palate is very good, but I don't think it's great.
Right. Yeah, I've got it down as a 7. It's just it's nice, but there's nothing real special about it.
Right. Yep. I agree. Okay, now the third one. And what's neat about this? I keep hearing a noise. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I think it's the heater.
Picking up. Yeah, it could be. Anyway, the third one is Keeper's Heart Irish Whiskey plus bourbon plus American whiskey, and you got that combination of an Irish whiskey and a blend with American whiskey. It gives it just a very, very unique taste.
I've never had anything quite like it.
I've got a lot of Irish whiskeys. It's not like any other Irish whiskey I have.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed it.
The first time I took it, you know, I wasn't going to buy it, and they opened up a bottle at the liquor store. I tasted it, and I said, man, that's good for me.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I think I could drink that on a regular basis.
You know, I could, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Then the final one is Whistle Pig 12-Year Rye.
Okay.
It's only 86 proof. I've got a 15 that's, I think, 120 proof or something, and the Boss Hog, I forget what the proof on that is, but the Whistle Pig, like you're graded, was 9 on nose, 8 on palate, and 6 on the finish. I agree with all that. I think the short finish, I would have probably even given it a 5, but it's a very short finish, but it's a very pleasant drink.
Yes.
Now, let's see.
What's the proof on that one again?
86 is all.
Okay, yeah.
So, now, let's see what Steve had to say about that. He graded it a seven, and he gave it an 8 on the finish.
Okay.
Now, let's see what Greg did. Okay. Greg gave it a 5 on the nose, a 7 on the palate, and a 6 on the finish.
Okay.
So, and you know, it is, I think all, even that Whistle Pig, what's cheap on the Piggyback, I think is.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, they're all pretty good for Canadian whiskeys. And it's kind of like, you know, I like Caribou Crossing once in a while.
Yeah.
Not, that would never be an everyday drinker for me. So,
yeah.
But I think the selection was good because they're all different.
Oh yes.
And I think it's the one that I wish, if we go back to the three of yous and me doing that, I think I got to bring that one back into play. Because I can't imagine anyone not liking that Irish and American drink. I mean, it's just so good.
Yeah. So, I agree. It's a good one.
So, anyway, let's see. We got another. We have another episode coming up, and so anything new and exciting going on in your life?
No, not really. Been doing some traveling with work and.
Oh, with Weberman.
Yeah, we were in Toledo most of the week this week.
What doing?
Church. We're making new doors.
Oh, really?
An old church up there.
Okay.
It's Immaculate Conception Church. It's in an old part of Toledo. We're doing new entry doors. The church was built in 1896.
Wow.
And it's a very beautiful church.
Oh, wow.
And a large church. But the doors are just pretty much beyond repair. Yeah.
Well, you know, a close friend of mine was in the woodworking business for years. He recently died, and same was Dave Whitrock. And Dave did Notre Dame, and I mean, all over, just a remarkable craftsman. And his sons have taken it over, but I think he died when he was about 81 or so, and just a big loss, good guy, and just a remarkable, remarkable craftsman. Mm-hmm. So it's, and that's something that, do you do a lot of churches, Weberman?
We do, yeah, we do a lot of church work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And how far do you travel for?
We've been to Florida, we've been to New York, New Jersey.
Really?
Minnesota, Utah.
How many go when you have a project?
It just depends on the size of the project. Yeah. This time it was four of us.
Four of us?
Yeah. The doors are really big and heavy. And with a lot of these old churches, they want to keep them historical.
Wow.
So they need, like, if whatever's there, it needs to be replicated
to what
they had.
So do you go there first and take pictures?
Oh, yes.
And then you do everything in the shop? And you have to do new frames and everything?
No, the jams, the frames were all okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And the church out old?
Yeah.
That's remarkable. Yeah. I mean, would you say 1896?
1896.
Wow. Yeah. You would think that, I mean, I can understand where doors, I mean, get in constant use, but you would think the frames would be shot, too.
No, there it's all, I think the frames were all... native white oak.
Really?
So, and it lasts, you know, and the nice thing about these two is it's got a kind of a big overhang.
Yeah.
To where it doesn't get a lot of weather.
Like, wow.
I mean, I'm sure there's some rain blows in, but to that area, but it's kind of back in like an alcove,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they don't get a lot of direct water splashing on them, so.
Well, that's interesting, and I'm really looking forward to Brian being here because when you got a history going back 80 years,
yes,
there's a lot of stories to be told. And,
yeah.
and I mean, it won't be on this segment, but it'll be on Larry Reed's America, the other.
Yes.
The one that comes out on Monday. And I've got a feeling it'll probably last about an hour.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah,
see, Brian's the third generation.
Yes.
And his son, Brian Jr., is he's the fourth generation. He's been there now for a few years, and he's really doing a good job. And,
yeah.
You know, so it's definitely a family.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, business. It's a nice family. And I don't remember. What's Brian's wife, Charlene? What's she do?
She teaches at Oldenburg Academy.
That's okay. Well, she's getting a pizza, too.
I'm sure she'll enjoy it.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up. It's been fun, Mike. And
yes, very much so.
I think we'll get into a little bit of the national anthem here. And...